Hey everyone, I was hoping to get this message put together sooner, but things like this unfortunately take time to set up. I just want to say that the acts of war against Ukraine break my heart, and I know as a prior service member myself that my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who's fighting the fight that they really shouldn't have to. That being said, we have been working behind the scenes with all of our podcasts and podcast partners to put a fund together in order to pay for any refugee housing and other needs that go alongside that, like food, water, and any clothing needs. Internally, many podcasts in the Hospitality FM network have voluntarily given up sponsorship money in order to donate to the cause and are working on a unified message in order to spread throughout all of our podcasts. So this is me calling out to all of our property manager friends, industry experts, and anyone knowing of those providing lodging for Ukrainian refugees seeking safety. You can contact me directly at Will, with one L, W-I-L, at slicktalkmedia.com. We have an internal document that is being updated in real time, so if anyone could share this message within your network, we'd greatly appreciate it. I'm also placing in the show notes a link to our GoFundMe and landing page for Rentals to Rescue. That's rentalstorescue.com, where we're putting funds together in order to, again, provide finances for any of these lodging and relocation needs. So thank you so much for tuning into this quick message. I hope you guys are all well and safe, as I know we have tons of listeners in Ukraine and other countries in Europe. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Good morning, and Michael Golden's on mute. What up?
No, I'm not. What you talking about?
Good evening.
Good morning. Good evening.
Good Hello. Night. Hello. Afternoon.
Night. Yeah, whatever that. I forget what the movie is, but anyways, have you guys been since last week? We've talked like every day on WhatsApp, so it's not like much has been missed on our end. But for the listeners, how is everything?
Yeah, our guest Luca last week sent Will down some rabbit holes.
Just a few. You know, we had to get that title of the first hospitality podcast to create and sell an NFT. So, you know, I'm glad that we accomplished that before this episode. Just for the sake of saying we did, right?
Yeah, and shout out to Luca for buying the first Good Morning Hospitality NFT.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, and I can say, boom, right here. We have proof. All right, I'm sold. We have a nice little picture of us. Isn't that great?
It's so cool.
Handsome.
But you can tell people now, like, I'm in NFTs, you know. It's cool. I said, no, I'm a digital artist. It's just cool to tell people. Like, what is your business? I've got the app Bedroom, of course, Mimis, but also I'm doing digital art of an NFT. It's like, oh, that's so cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah, we got a couple NFT projects dropping this week. We're going to have a whole collection called the Monday Morning Collection. So all of our listeners, if you're new to NFTs, get ready, because we're about to go down some deeper rabbit holes with it. But super excited about it. And yeah, we'll give tripscommunity.com a big shout out here for being our first sub sponsor there. What perk of buying an NFT with us. Anyways,
I wonder if our guest Dennis is now buying the NFT before he joins the show.
He can do it. Let's do it. Dennis, come on. Let's do it before you go live.
Okay. Dennis, I never see an email in my inbox. He's in the backstage, just like shaking his head. So for all of our listeners that don't watch the live stream, we are a live show every Monday morning. But let's jump in. Today's topic is going into fractional ownership, which if anyone is a fan of Slick Talk, the hospitality podcast, I interviewed Dennis in Florida. We learned about his business called Cassiola Vacation Homes, but behind Cassiola is this new venture coming called Guest Store, where they're pretty much going to be the Robin Hood of vacation rentals, where you can pretty much download the app and buy a piece or a big portion, or I think before we bring Dennis on, I can see him in the back. Can you buy the whole home? Shake your head, yes or no. By yourself? No? Okay. So you can't. Okay. But anyways, we'll have
the whole point of fractional, Will.
Yeah.
Fractions of it.
I don't know.
Sometimes
sometimes you want the whole thing. I don't know. I'm greedy when it comes to that. But anyways, we'll bring him on to explain Guestdoor and how it all works and what the big vision is, what the steps are to creating it, and why it's super important for the future of the industry. But before we do that, gentlemen, you guys ready for What's With the Noise? Let's do it. Let's bring on Grandma.
All right. So this past week was really interesting. I had a number of conversations with companies similar to Dennis's, who we'll learn a lot more about here shortly, in the fractional ownership or dispersed investment strategies. And what I think the theme that's starting to take shape is, you know, historically it's the rich get richer, or it takes money to make money. But with some of these new concepts and new companies, you're able to invest in things like art or vacation rentals or real estate, where it typically takes a ton of money to get into, and the returns are historically very strong. But now there's the ability to invest what you can and have exposure in your portfolio if you don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy art or second homes. You can put tens of thousands of dollars or several thousand dollars into it and have the equal returns. So I think this is a really cool theme to keep an eye on. You know, it's been around in traditional real estate for maybe 10 years or so, but jumping into short-term rentals and other segments like art or crypto even, it opens the door for new investors to have exposure to historically better returns. So excited to see how this thing plays out.
Yeah, good morning or good evening where I'm right now. I'm now in Ras Al Khaimah, which is actually 1.5 hour away from Dubai tomorrow. Actually, I'm moderating the startup competition of the World Tourism Forum. So I'm super excited. So tomorrow I'll be here, and the day after as well. So again, tomorrow moderating, Wednesday I'm speaking here as well. So tomorrow there will be 12 startups. The winner will be mentioned probably next week as startup of the week. But for this week, we have another one, which is JetCamp. JetCamp is a Netherlands based, so startup for Netherlands. It's a booking platform for campsites and holiday parks. So they raised €500,000, so euro, so €500,000. It's the second round actually, and it launched only in November 2019. So well done, guys. The investors are the Fox and the Michler Tourism Group and the Cunningham Holding, as I mentioned before. So 23,000 verified campsites. So guys, good luck, success in Dutch, and let's see. Hopefully we can announce you maybe in a year or so for a larger round.
Hey, I'm all about glamping, unlike Michael Golden, who's not.
Nope. I'm in the middle of the desert now. I just, when I drove from Dubai to here in Ras Al Khaimah, was just sand and just sand. Hey, but it's
beautiful,
interesting.
Hey,
yeah,
it's beauty is what's in the eye of the beholder, or something like that. I don't know. Anyways, I want
to wrap. Yeah,
I don't like the sun or the sand. Would that be a place that I would love?
No.
Awesome. Well, to keep with the show schedule here today, we are going to take a quick break to hear a quick message and video from our sponsors at Breezeway. We love working with Breezeway on the show. So if you're interested in signing up and operating and professionalizing your operations for your vacation rentals, you know, go to breezeway.io/GMH and watch this video and enjoy.
Meet Breezeway, the leading platform for property care and cleaning operations. Built to coordinate, communicate, and verify all the work done at each property so you can deliver a better experience to guests and owners. Breezeway syncs your property data and reservations into one user-friendly dashboard, taking the guesswork out of scheduling jobs to the right person at the right time. Teams in the field use mobile checklists to get their work done. letting you monitor issues and progress in real time, giving you confidence that every job is done right and every property is clean, well-maintained, and ready. Smart tools to make complex work much easier. Best of all, Breezeway integrates with dozens of PMS systems and IoT devices, so you can optimize your property service programs without switching the systems you already use. Nice. Breezeway has an entire messaging platform too, for texting automated service updates, communicating with guests and residents, and offering additional services like extended stays. Delivering quality property care and service is challenging. Breezeway has you covered each step of the way with tools like detailed owner reporting, safety inspections, and inventory tracking. You'll drive more service revenue, save thousands on operation costs, and boost client satisfaction. It's time to power your property care with Breezeway. Go to breezeway.io to learn more.
Breezeway.io.
Flash image. Yeah, there we go. We're super synchronized. You can tell that we're just so there. No, I love that video. Love Breezeway. So thank you guys again for sponsoring the show. We love working with you. And now, for the moment we've all been waiting for, I think it's time to welcome our guest who's been patiently waiting backstage to join us. We're going to welcome Dennis, the founder of Cassiola Vacation Homes and, of course, GuestStore.com. So let's welcome Dennis onto the stage. Dennis.
Hey. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
To, Good Morning Hospitality, the biggest and most famous show in the industry.
Morning show.
And the first one with an NFT.
Yes. I actually sent Dennis the NFT this weekend. It was like, look at what we did. And he just sent a laughing emoji. So figured, you know.
He doesn't take it serious. We're really serious about this stuff.
It was more of like a, oh, you guys look kind of funny on your NFT. But anyways.
I'm still in the process of wrapping my head around NFTs. So, I may be a little bit slow here.
Hey, it's all good.
Well, thank you for buying one while you were backstage. We appreciate that.
You're not
going to do have still left, Will. Do we still have some left?
Yeah, we have like 47 left. So,
ooh, goes quick. Running. Yeah. Okay. Have to be quick now.
All right. So, to the topic. So, Dennis, one of the things that I had three conversations last week, and then Will reminded me of your business as well, doing the fractional ownership and you know, people focusing in different segments. And then you've got some folks out there who've raised tons of money, like Avantstay, Picasso, that are doing some fractional ownership types of structures as well. What got you into it? Why did you decide to, you know, add more work to your plate with the already successful Cassiola business?
I was going to say, maybe explain it too, just what it is, what the product is and what you guys are doing and how you explained it to me when we were there.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe let's start with the beginning, how we got to this, because it's an idea that we're already working on actually quite a while, even before COVID. So we are a classic property management company with Cassiola. So owners contact us, they have a home and they need a manager, and that's where we come in. But what we have been seeing in the last few years is that 90% of all the people contacting us, inquiring about management, did not actually have a home yet. So they were thinking about it. They saw Airbnb go public. They may have friends that bought a home, and they're very, very interested. They have some money set aside, but they don't really know where to start, and they hope that we can help them. Now we have a very good CRM, so we follow up on all those people even years in a row, and we also notice that a lot of these people actually never end up buying a home. And then when we contact them again and we ask them, hey, why did the process end? It's usually because of the time, or they don't really know where to start or move forward. So we thought, hey, why don't we take this out of their hands and help them and do the whole buying process for them? Then another thing that really kept started this going was a lot of our owners that we work for and that already have a home. We noticed that they were doing it completely wrong. So they bought the wrong investments. They didn't have the right financing in place, or they paid all cash for it. Didn't do the right furniture. Don't accept pets, just to name one of the things. All those things that really can increase your return on investment. We were thinking there must be a better way. There has been so much evolution on the backside of property management, but on the front side, buying and owning a home, it hasn't changed in like hundreds of years. I think we can do a better job. Also, when you invest in a vacation home, it's still kind of risky. You put all your money in one basket, basically, all your eggs in one basket. And to give you just an example, we just got back from the Panhandle, Cape San Blas. We went there this weekend to look at the home. We saw an amazing home, the closest home on the beach. That's how they advertised it. So we put an offer on it. We ran all the numbers and it made absolutely sense. So we went over there this weekend. And for people, Florida, there has been kind of a big storm the last few days here in the Gulf Coast. And we went to the home and we stayed there. We always want to see the home and inspect the home before we really go through with the purchase. And what we saw is that there was so much beach erosion, and we started looking at the history on Google Maps, and what we saw is that the beach just moved back almost 500 feet in 5 years. So the reason why the numbers worked out great and the home was so attractive is probably because it's not going to be there anymore in 5 years. But as an owner, if you don't do your research, if you don't know how to go and you buy something like that, it was an $800,000 home, you could potentially lose all your money. And that's just one example. There could be hurricanes, there could be forest fires, there could be floods. There's so many risks that you're taking, and by fractionalizing ownership, you can just, with the same amount of investment, you can diversify your investment and spread your risk over multiple properties in multiple areas, and have a much more stable return than if you only have one home that you invest all your money in. So that's actually how we got thinking about it, how it started a few years ago. So like I mentioned, it was before COVID, then COVID happened and everything got put on the back burner. The first few months were more about survival for us as a business and an industry. But then we had this great rebound. So we picked it back up and we officially launched at the VRMA in San Antonio a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Now we're up and running. We're accepting investments. We bought our first
How much red tape was there to like get up and running? It seems like something that'd be pretty regulated, right?
It is very, very regulated. So everything also has to go through the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Only accredited investors.
Exactly. So right now we started as a Reg D, which means that you can only accept investments from accredited investors. And our goal is to have in the first quarter of this year to open it up to everyone with a Reg A.
The accredited investors is still the rich get richer segment, and it's less the mass market, but
exactly
can open up to the broader market, that's awesome.
But it's actually great, because to get started you need some bigger amounts, because you can by the time you can buy a house with investments from $100, it's going to take a while, and then you only have one house. So it's actually, it's working out great. We can get some bigger money in to buy multiple homes, and then if the smaller investors come in, they already have a diversification over all these different homes.
Are you only looking at buying in the Florida market, or are you looking at diversifying in to ski markets or?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The goal is to diversify as much as possible. That's the benefit of this system. So we want to go worldwide. Of course, we are based in Florida, so that's the market we know best. But we want to go outside Florida, different types of markets, urban ski destinations, summer destinations, as many different locations as possible.
Do you want to do something for the members? So if you're just chipping in money or investing, do you want to give something in return?
Yeah, so of course we are a pure investment platform. So I always compare it to Robin Hood. You can buy stocks there, you get a return. But it's not that you get a free iPhone because you buy stocks of Apple. It's a little bit the same here. So you invest in vacation homes, it becomes an asset class, you get returns. We cannot let investors stay for free in the homes because that would negatively affect the returns of other investors. Now we are really forming a community around Gester, and we want people to stay as much as possible in Gester homes, because the stronger the community, the higher the returns are going to be for everyone. So we have come up with a whole set of Gester perks, which are basically rewards for investors, but that don't have a financial impact on other investors. So this could be like early check-ins, free late checkouts, an extra night, for example, if the property is still not booked 24 hours in advance. So these kind of things, but it's not like some other concepts that you get to use the home for a month, a year, or a week, a year, like in classic timeshares. It's like a pure investment vehicle.
What about, so will Cassiola be managing these homes throughout different locations, or what's the goal for the management? Because that's a big part on the return, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as a property manager, we are active in a couple of different destinations, and the hardest thing in our industry is just scaling operations. I don't think anyone has really figured it completely out. It's so hard. So we absolutely don't want to manage each and every home. We want to work together with the best in class property managers, local property managers in that area. Whoever can deliver the highest return should be the one managing the property. So it's definitely not all going to be managed by Cassiola. We're only active in Orlando, Miami, and Aruba. So in these areas, it may be us, but again, in some, depending on the type of property, we may buy a very high-end property, which is not really our market. There may be other managers in a better position to manage these very expensive mansions or estates instead of us.
Yeah, makes sense.
Are you looking at just vacation homes? Or are you looking at maybe some multifamily complexes that can be rentals, or some hotels that can be, you know, travel, hospitality related?
Yeah. We are a short-term rental investment fund. So anything that can be rented out in short term and that can also be financed, because that may be tricky if you go too exotic. We also need the right financing in place. But like, for example, unique places like tree houses or multifamily buildings in cities is definitely an option, absolutely.
And if I'm investing, is my money tied up for 5 years, 10 years, or is it something I can invest in for a month and pull out later when I need liquidity?
Yeah. So that may be one of the big differences with investing on the stock market. So your money is tied up for a certain amount of time in this case. So by law, the first year, the first 12 months, you cannot sell your stake. So there's a holding period of at least 12 months. After 12 months, you can sell your shares to other investors. But it's very important, and our attorney really pressed on the issue not to tell people, you can sell after 12 months, because it's a smaller market at this point. So you can only sell if there is a buyer, and there's not as much volatility as on the stock market yet. So the typical holding period for a vacation rental that we foresee is 5 to 7 years. Maybe sooner, maybe a little bit longer, depending on the market and the area. But 5 to 7 years is what you should expect. But there are ways to get out earlier. Yeah. There's other buyers.
And when someone invests, are they investing in a single property or are they investing in the fund?
So the goal is to diversify and to invest in multiple properties. So that's when Will mentioned earlier, can you buy a whole entire property? I said no. So there's a limitation of maximum also just under 25% per investor. That also has to do with tax reasons and control and everything. But the goal is that you diversify as much as possible. So we have two options. You either get a stake in all the properties that Gester has, or you can pick and choose the properties that you want. So if you, for example, think, okay, Miami, for example, is going to outperform another market, you could put a little bit more of your money in the Miami market instead of
that's cool. The other area. That's got to be a financial nightmare on the back end, though.
Yeah, well, it's not that bad. Right now it always works per month. You just
break it up into shares.
Yeah, so because we pay out every month, so the returns go back to the investors every month. So it's relatively easy to keep the percentages of who owns what in each house.
What kind of returns are your investors seeing?
So we are aiming for a 20 to 25% return on a yearly basis. So that's the IRR. Of course, most of it is realized when we sell the property. But all the properties that we're looking at need to have at least a 20, 25% return.
You mentioned financing. Are you leveraging it 2x or 4x?
Yeah. So we are getting 80% of it financed. And 20% comes from the investors. And that just accelerates the return. If you look at the return on investment, it's so much higher than if you would buy the property outright.
Yeah. Cool. I know I've dominated all the questions, Ross.
Well, there you see, for example, in crowdfunding, you see that you can also take kind of a membership. Well, the guys know I'm a membership. Guys, okay, you're chipping in every month like $1,000, for example, and you just invested actually just say in Gestor, and Gestor investing this in properties is also something what you're planning to do to really get reinvesting a lot.
Yeah. So returns are also now automatically reinvested so that you have the compounding interest effect. So you can choose also to get paid out for the returns. And every month or every week or whatever, you could put a certain amount in and then your ownership stake grows and grows over time.
Really smart. It is really going to become the Robin Hood of vacation rental investing, which is hey, you guys are leading the way.
Now you just can get away from accredited investors.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Now that's definitely on the schedule. Now the all the rules and regulations for non-accredited investors are even stricter. It's a process that usually takes 4 to 5 months if everything is done right. It's coming up for sure.
Awesome.
You can do this differently with different kind of agreements, maybe NFT or different ways. Okay, you just have a different kind of, no, but it could be. It's okay, you just have an NFT which has a specific ownership or value, and eventually the value goes up, right? Can you do it differently, or you just have to really go into those legal processes?
We're talking about real estate and ownership, so it's. If you invest in Gester, you are really part owner of real estate, and there are a lot of regulations, but also to battle money laundering and fraud and so on. So we have to follow these strict regulations. NFTs, I don't know, like I said, I'm still wrapping my head around it. But for example, crypto is something that I do see happening in the future. Instead of paying in dollars, why not pay in
Bitcoin?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
In Good Morning Hospitality NFTs.
Yeah.
Hey, who would
what's the minimum buy-in now and ultimately when it's not accredited?
Yeah, so right now we have a minimum investment amount of $1,000 for the diversified fund and $10,000 for the pick and choose option where you invest in a certain property. Once we have the Reg A ready, you're going to be able to invest from $100. So that would be the minimum amount, $100. And we really want to include everyone in this process. It's like you mentioned earlier, the rich get richer. Well, we want to offer our housekeepers and our maintenance techs and our frontline workers the opportunity to own a piece of the homes that they are working in each and every single day. How powerful is that going to be instead of just working in someone else's home, that they can work on the properties that they co-own with us? So I really am excited for that part and looking forward to that. We want to make it accessible for each and every one.
What is your expectation at the end of the year? So how many properties do you think a guest owns together with the investors?
At the end of the year, we want to be at least around 100. It's taking a little bit longer than originally anticipated, the closings, and especially in this market, it's not always easy to find properties that still make sense. If you look like a year back, most of these properties were 30-40% cheaper, and the rents, we all have seen a record year in rental income.
Yeah.
But the property values have gone up much faster than the rental income in most cases. So it's just a way of finding the right properties and then getting through that closing process.
Definitely makes sense.
Do you have any institutional capital behind you as well?
Yes, we have interest from a lot of hedge funds and bigger investors.
Awesome.
And your business model, because I understand what the investors can get as a return. So you're taking a percentage or stake, or what is your part?
There's a couple of fees that Gestor itself charges. So there's an acquisition fee for each property that we add to the portfolio. And then 10% of the returns go to Gestor. So let's say there's $1,000 profit that gets paid out to the investors. So $900 is going to be paid out to the investors and $10 is going to Gestor, just to ensure that we're all looking at the same direction, that we all have the same interests.
And you don't have a holding fee if you have a $10 million fund, you're not taking 1% or 2%?
No, we're not just holding. We need to perform. We need to have a return for our investors. So we only get paid if there is a return for our investors.
Makes sense.
Very cool. What questions did we not ask you, Dennis?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Where to sign up and how to get started,
There you go.
Perfect.
But you want to stay in the short term, or you think, okay, in long term, I might even go to long term?
No. So there's many options. If you want to invest in long term rentals, there's many other options out there. So we really focus on short term rentals. That's our niche. That's what we know, what we're specialized in. Of course, the advantage of short term rentals is if the world burns down, you can always switch to long-term rentals. Like, for example, during lockdowns, like we've seen in the pandemic, you could always temporarily switch because it's better to have some income than no income at all. But our goal is really to focus on short-term funding. The returns are also much higher there than in long-term rentals.
It's a crowded space in America, long-term rental fractional ownership or investment. All right. Well, are you ready to play a game that I'm absolutely terrible at?
Yeah, we're bringing it back. This is the first one of 2022, but we play a game called Whose Brand Is It Anyways? So I'm going to take away this comment here real quick. Give me 1 second. All right, there we go. So we're going to play. What we do in this segment of the episode is that I show a brand that is related to a bigger brand. So, you know, Marriott, Accor, Hilton, all those. We try to guess which one belongs to which. And if you get it right, then we'll give you a nice little, you know, round of applause. Well, that's about it. So, you ready? Rock and roll. Let's do it and go. So, welcome to Whose Brand Is It Anyway? And the brand is going to be, I wish I had a drum roll on my soundboard, but don't. Boom.
25 hours. Let's spend the night together.
Is that the logo or is that just the title from a magazine?
That is the logo, apparently.
It's both. From their website directly. So it's a screenshot. No looking it up, Dennis.
I'm not Accor.
I was screaming Accor all the time, but I was muted. So, but I think it's not Accor.
Okay, we have one for Accor.
Well, Dennis, you go ahead.
I heard his keyboard too, so I was like, oh no, we got to catch him.
My hands are here. Well, it doesn't look very American, so I'm gonna join Michael, and then I'm going for Accor too.
Okay.
I would agree with Dennis. I would guess Marriott standards might be a touch higher. We're big fans of Marriott on the show, Dennis.
Big fans.
Just to be contrarian, and I'm sure Accor is right, but I'll go with Best Western.
Okay, well, Michael Ross and Dennis got it.
By coincidence, I spoke with the CEO of 24 Hours, I think, a few months ago, so that's why I knew it. And I think they're acquired by Accor, so
25
was an easy one.
Not 24.
But that was 20. Yeah, it was 24 hours, and they get acquired and become 25.
Okay. They added an hour.
Yeah,
French time.
they're selling 25 hours a day.
That's awesome.
So, Dennis, we also, for guests, we do a quick rapid fire. So I'll ask you a handful of questions. One word answers, and we'll go around the horn for it. Beer or cocktails?
None.
Apple juice is what his answer is.
Coffee or tea?
None.
What?
Water or sparkling water?
Just water, still water, yeah.
Okay. Beach or mountain?
Absolutely beach.
Amsterdam or New York?
Well, it's only one word answers, but my answer would be New York, because Amsterdam stinks too much of weed, but New York is the same right now.
You haven't been to New York lately.
It's getting hard.
Car, truck, or SUV?
Can I answer Tesla?
That's a car, yeah.
Yeah.
Car, yeah.
What kind of music? Favorite genre?
That would be electronic dance music.
Bigger pain in the ass, pool or hot tub?
Hot tub.
All right, I'm done. Will?
Okay, I only got two questions. One is Donald or Goofy? Because I know you're a Disney fan, so.
I would say Donald.
Okay, Donald. And then my other question is my last one. Tacos or pizza?
Pizza, hands down.
Hands down. Wow, that's a shock. Ross, you're kind of frozen on our end, but if you have any questions for rapid fire, go for it. He's frozen.
I've got a couple more.
Okay.
Favorite park in Orlando?
Favorite park? Oh, that's a hard one. I would probably say Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. I like
it. Favorite American sport?
Oh, I'm not a sports fan.
UFC.
What?
What UFC? I didn't hear anything.
UFC? No. Yeah. Whatever I answer, it would be a lie because
you don't like any of them.
I'm not interested whatsoever. I played basketball, so if I need to choose something, it would probably be basketball.
There you go. All right, and two questions. Ross has one.
He's back. We can let him ask.
One is Martin Garrix or Tiesto because he said EDM. So Garrix or Tiesto?
Sorry.
Martin Garrix or EDM, Tiesto? Yeah.
Martin Garrix, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Garrix is legit.
Okay.
Ross, you want to ask it? Are you unfrozen?
Yeah, it was Furbo or Airbnb?
Airbnb.
Really? Okay. Can we ask why? I want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of our success and growth is thanks to Airbnb. We were one of these early adopters in 2014, I think. The first ones, not the first ones, but that did a lot of business on Airbnb. It's still our biggest channel, and I like they have really transformed the market. They're the market leader. Everybody else follows a little bit what they're doing.
Yeah.
I like the community. The guests are, on average, a little bit nicer than on other platforms. Love Airbnb.
All right. And then last question for all the money. Outside of Florida, so no Florida markets, where do you anticipate owning the most homes through your fund? What market?
I hope the answer would there be Europe, Southern Europe, Spain would be, I guess.
You want to take a lot of trips to Spain. I get it.
That's okay.
All right. Expense a lot of flights over there.
Well, that's all the rapid fire questions. Dennis, I do want to say thank you for joining us. Also, very last minute, I did ask you this weekend to do it. So thank you again for joining. We'll put everything in the show notes so the listeners that don't watch us live and don't get to see us goof off behind the scenes get to find out how to sign up for Guest Store. Is there any other place other than the main website that you want to direct people to just in case
Just the website. Everything will also be done through an app. There's no offices to visit or people that stop by. Phone calls. Everything can be done 100% online through the Guest app.
Perfect. Well, you heard it here first, and this wraps up our morning show. Thank you very much, Dennis, for again joining us. And it's been great to have you on, and then we'll be back next week and we'll have a new NFT as well. So there you go. Dennis, thank you so much.
Don't go buying all of our existing ones. Let other people have some too, Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis. Yeah.
I can promise you.
You can only have 25% of them.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. It was fun to do. And good luck with the show.
Thank you so much. We'll see you all again next week.
All right.